School's out for the summer for Massachusetts's K through 12 students. For many, this school year was a lot closer to normal than the last few years. There were no COVID-19 mandates or abrupt school closures. WBUR's Carrie Young caught up with students and educators from across the state who reflected on the past year.
Jack Musciarelli says his first year of high school at Canton High was meaningful. The freshman got to play saxophone in a jazz band and ran cross country.
The timing was perfect for me because I got into high school right when things were back to normal. People who just finished sophomore year, definitely that class is a bit reserved because their eighth grade year, it was 2020 to 2021. People were hit harder by it.
For Jimmy Marino, who just wrapped up his junior year at Chelsea High School, the year was an opportunity to socialize more with his peers.
Our school community really started rebuilding itself back up from the COVID pandemic. So this year, there's been a lot of involvement within increasing school pride and increasing school events.
And even down to the younger students, it was a relief not having to social distance at lunch or wear face masks at recess, as Framingham second grader Layla Osho says in her own words.
The school year was great. We have lunch, recess, and snack with everyone in my class.
And for Laura Weiss, a second grade teacher in Framingham, this past school year marked a huge turning point from all of the health protocols that defined the pandemic.
This year just feels like there's this weight off of your shoulders. We're not doing COVID testing weekly. There's, I think, less heightened fears around things because we have more information. So I think kids have been able to get more into a routine of what it is to be at school.
But despite all of the little joys of school life and the reestablished routines, there's still a bumpy road to recovery ahead for many. Enrollment is down in schools across the state, and in many districts, students have lost ground in math and reading skills. Maria Fernandez, the assistant executive director of the New Heights Charter School in Brockton, says while students and teachers were happy to be together and learning in person, some days this year were challenging.
We've seen an uptick in behavioral issues. We've seen an uptick in just mental health challenges with our students and staff, right? There's just been so much that our students are dealing with outside of the academics that it's been really tough.
Still, there are many reasons for students at her school to feel optimistic. Samuel Rico, who just graduated from New Heights, says the predictability and consistent routine of the past year provided a strong foundation for his next chapter in life. He earned several college credits through the school's early college program. Rico says he now feels confident in his ability to succeed in college. He heads to Emerson in the fall.
I'm really looking forward to living on campus because I feel like, is it really college if you're just going to be at home in front of a computer? Thank God I don't have to do that. And I'm really looking forward to being able to spread my creative wings.
Now that a full school year has passed without a major health-related disruption, some educators say they're looking forward to the day when the pandemic is a distant memory. Weiss, the second grade teacher, says she's slowly getting there.
I also think the further we do get from the pandemic, the more we're going to see progress and things sort of becoming more routine and less of this pre-pandemic, post-pandemic, but just this is how school is and we're glad you're here. Here's what we're learning together.
For now, anyway, the focus for these students and teachers is summer break, getting rested and recharged for what they hope will be another normal school year. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Carrie Young.